Pope Francis has designated this weekend as World Mission Sunday. It's a reminder that anyone who is baptized is a missionary. In other words, anyone who is baptized is called to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone who either doesn't know Jesus Christ or doesn't know his love. So I thought it would be great to celebrate World Mission Sunday by handing out candy to everyone. But I'm a little worried about the candy wrappers. Nevertheless, it is great timing to celebrate World Mission Sunday now. Because perhaps you heard me explain that the cathedral is shifting its attention to a missionary focus for the months ahead. As part of our Faith Forward pastoral plan, begun in 2018, we are now asking how we can welcome someone and how we can witness Jesus Christ to someone. So, beginning with myself, then continuing with our staff at the office and the school, and now to all of you, I ask, what can you do for our missionary commitment? So to help you with that, our stewardship renewal form this year will have a specific missionary section on the front page. Father Dean introduced to us last weekend that we have begun our time of stewardship renewal. You know, you see the graphics on the window, the five pillars on the table, the stewardship ministry fair going on, all to help us ask the question, what am I grateful for and how can I share it? Now you might say, well, okay, I'll participate in the stewardship renewal. But I don't think that missionary part is for me. Oh, really? Do you know someone who used to pray with us here at the cathedral who's not with us now? I do. Do you have a family member who used to live the Catholic faith but doesn't at the moment? I do. Have you ever visited a parish where you didn't feel particularly welcome? I have. Do you know someone who is struggling to make ends meet because they've run into hard times? I do. Now, if you couldn't think of anyone in any of those groups, then I want to come shake your hand, because you're pretty unique. All of those people are the reason we need a missionary commitment. But would your commitment match your people that you thought of? So I propose a candy wrapper solution. So let's say I gave everyone a piece of candy when you came in today. I know that's a bad example, because everyone should be fasting for at least an hour before communion. But let's say you get a piece of candy. So you unwrap it to eat it, but there's no trash can and you don't have any pockets, so you just throw the wrapper on the ground. In fact, everyone throws their wrapper on the ground. So there are hundreds of candy wrappers on the ground. Then I realize what a bad idea this was. So I tell everyone, would you please go pick up your candy wrapper? But you look around, and you have no idea which wrapper is yours. You know, you pick one up. Well, this one was opened from the bottom. I didn't do that. So you throw it back down and pick up another one. Well, this one's all crumpled in a ball. I didn't do that. So you throw it back on the ground and you think, this is impossible. And then it hits you. If everyone picks up a wrapper, then someone, probably not me, but someone will pick up mine. And I will pick up someone else's. And before we know it, every candy wrapper will be picked up. You see, your decision to make a missionary commitment does not necessarily mean that you're reaching out to the very person who came to your mind when I asked you those questions. But if each person here says, yeah, I'm going to reach out to someone with a welcome or someone who needs a witness of Jesus Christ, if each person does that, then someone is going to reach the person I was thinking of. And someone's going to reach the person you were thinking of. And someone is going to reach the person you were thinking of. In addition to the missionary section that I told you will be on the front page of our stewardship form next month, both the youth and the adult form, I've also decided on some parish-wide initiatives that we are beginning with a missionary aspect. I printed them in the bulletin this weekend. And some will even be on the stewardship form, with a chance for you to help make them a reality. So on this World Mission Sunday, you don't have to pick up your candy wrapper. But if everyone picks up one, then someone will be picking up yours.